is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Three people have been arrested in the stabbing deaths of three festival-goers in western Germany last night, among them the alleged killer. The Islamic State is taking responsibility for the attack. DW News reporter Jared Reed spoke with the BBC.
A motive hasn't been established, but investigators are not ruling out a terror motive, though they say that there was no specific terror threat before this festival took place.
The French Interior Minister says police have arrested a man suspected of setting fires and causing an explosion at a synagogue in southern France today. This woman lives nearby.
C'est très choquant, le bruit que j'ai entendu, ça a été...
I was very shocked. The noise I heard was louder than anything I've ever heard in my life. Since I've been in La Grande Motte, it's been over 25 years, so it was a big shock.
No one in the synagogue was injured. Negotiators from the U.S. met with representatives of Egypt and Qatar today in another attempt to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb reports from Tel Aviv.
In Cairo right now is the head of the CIA, is President Biden's most senior Middle East advisor. We also know that an Israeli delegation is in Cairo, and we now know that a Hamas delegation is on their way.
Two astronauts who flew to the International Space Station in June for an 8-day stay won't be coming back until February, 8 months after they left Earth. NASA was worried that the Boeing Starliner they flew up on wasn't safe to fly back on. So the astronauts will fly back on a Boeing rival SpaceX capsule. The space agency's administrator, Bill Nelson.
We want to further understand the root causes and understand the design improvements so that the Boeing Starliner will serve as an important part of our assured crew access to the ISS.
Many consider it the crown jewel of baseball memorabilia, the jersey New York Yankee slugger Babe Ruth was wearing when he pointed to the outfield during the 1932 World Series as if to say he was going to hit a home run, and then did just that. Heritage Auctions is offering up the jersey tonight in Dallas. Some estimate it could sell for as much as $30 million. Mike Provenzale is with Heritage Auctions.
1932 was Ruth's last World Series. The called shot was his last career World Series home run. So when you can tie an item like that to an important figure in their most important moment, that's what collectors are really looking for.
Florida has advanced to the Little League World Championship Series game again after beating Texas 10-7. They'll face Taiwan. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's a powerful initiative to catch drunk drivers.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving is calling today Saturation Saturday, the start of a campaign of intensified impaired driving enforcement through the Labor Day holiday weekend.
MAD will join forces with law enforcement agencies for increased high visibility and equitable enforcement on our roadways.
MAD National Ambassador Erica Lynn says included will be sobriety tests in 15 participating states.
According to the CDC, sobriety checks reduce impaired driving deaths by 20%.
Drinking and driving remains a serious crisis.
We have seen a 33% increase nationwide in impaired driving.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
A federal judge has thrown out major felony charges against two former Louisville police officers accused of falsifying a warrant in the Breonna Taylor case. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather,
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a storm or two, and lows near 70. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine, highs to the low 80s. Heating up and more humidity Monday, mostly sunny and near 90, and low 90s Tuesday. Right now it's 76.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine, she looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be, a singer. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hers,
I'm hers.
She's mine,
she's mine.
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hers,
I'm hers,
she's mine,
she's mine.
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
Memorabilia Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrow at chris.moreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Yeah. Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
just a game, but just the same.
WRJN.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stand. such number, no such soul.
Sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
much haunting.
Just